Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
If Andre Tree Johnson can do it, so can we.
Or can we?
Or can we?
That's the question.
I'm Clay.
And I'm Devon. And we're trying to figure out, can we be like Andre? You know,
yeah.
3,000.
We should have flutes music playing in the background right now.
Yeah, I think I couldn't be like Devon and then a number. So I can't even pull that off. I couldn't be like Devon 35. So it wouldn't work. So he has his beat even with the names. So only he could pull it off. But I think that was a good question you asked. If, you know, how important is authenticity to artists in general?
Yep.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I'm just like, can he pull it off because of where he is?
Right.
You know, and what he's already done.
Right.
You know, so he's already been great in his lane. So if he steps out of his lane, it's just like, I really think when he did it, come out with a flute album, everybody's just like, okay, we still hope he drops a hip hop album.
Yeah, they are actually. You know? I'm not gonna lie, I'm one of them.
Yeah, so it's been, I mean, it's been a long time since
he's
dropped anything.
Yeah,
you know, so I think for him to come out with anything, people were ready to listen, but I don't think he gave the people what they wanted. I think it was too far left.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm listening because it's him, but I, you know, I wouldn't have listened if it wasn't him because I'm not really into the flutes, right?
Yeah.
If
you think about it, it's been 17 years since he's last released anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, It's been a minute. People have been waiting. You know, and the other thing is that he's 48 years old.
Yes.
So, he, you know, being 49, 17 years ago, I was in a totally different space.
Yes.
He probably doesn't want to do hip hop anymore.
Right. No, he doesn't. he said everything he had to say already with hip hop, I think.
Yeah. I think he has, and I think all the little features and stuff that he might have, whether it was old or new, that he popped up on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for him, it's different from you and I doing something and saying,
right,
you know, I'm going to step into my truth and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're doing something creative to earn a living. Like I think he probably has earned a pretty penny from doing music. I mean, he's been extremely successful, you know, got a Grammy and everything. So I think, and he's acted, so he's been pretty successful. So I don't think he has to worry as much as like, you and I would have to worry about doing a experimental or something really far left.
Mm-hmm. You know, especially as the only thing.
As your only thing, and especially if you needed it to pay the bills.
Right, right.
You know, I don't think he needed this flute album to pay his bills. You know, I think if it got to a point where he needed to put out an album and it's like, yeah, I need to pay some school fees and some mortgages, I don't know if we would have got a flute album. I don't know if he would have risked it all. But so I get it, and I don't, because if I was just like, you know what, and I think people support you following your truth as long as they agree with it.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, if he would have made a totally like conscious hip hop album, if people agreed with that, they would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they'd be like, oh, yes, he's stepping into his truth. But if he'd have made like a total like album that sounds like what people call hip hop today, I think people would have been extremely disappointed.
Yeah.
whether that was his truth or not.
Right.
You know, but, I think they don't like you. Yeah, we would have preferred the flute.
Yeah, but, you know, like, so with the fact that we are looking at what we call hip-hop now, if he were to put out what he normally, what we know of him in this era, you know, because I've seen him being interviewed or just sort of pop up in spaces where he has a sort of insecurity about where he belongs in the space now. And so part of me almost wonders, does he not put up hip hop? Because, you know, Run DMC putting out hip hop today is not going to be like hip hop today, right? It's not going to be trap music. It's going to be old school hip hop. That's what that's what Run DMC know, right? Is that what Andre 3000 is feeling? Is that he is going to have to put up either what he actually is, which is what his hip hop, what we know of his hip hop to be. I mean, he could have evolved, but I would more likely think he doesn't evolve to whatever this new style of hip hop is. And perhaps instead of disappointing people, he decides, well, this flute thing does inspire me, and maybe I go into this lane and see what I can do here.
Yeah, I think he would have come out, if he put anything out, I don't think he's grabbing a new fan base of, you know, 13 to 21 year olds. He's not, you know, I don't think any artist really that was of that era 17 years ago. So, you know, we're talking early 2000s, is that were in their hay at that time. If they put out anything now, I don't think they're really looking at that age group, especially since their career started in, you know, the later 90s.
Right.
You know, so they're mid-90s, I guess, about mid-90s. So, you know, that's their era. So anybody from that era, I don't think you put out any music or do anything that's looking to cater to what's going on now, especially since things move way faster than they did. What, you know, like kids consider old now is like last year. Like, oh, that's old, you know, because things, you know, things used to last 5 years, then it was 3 years, then two. Now it's every year in, you know, 6 months, 3 months, you're getting something new. You know, like before something can get old, it's being replaced.
Yeah.
You know, so there'll be an iPhone every year. There'll be a new game system, TV, music is daily now.
Yeah.
Like there's new music every day.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, stuff used to come out every quarter. Now it's every day. So I think we're flooded with information and things to take in. So it's difficult. And now we live in a era where it's, you know, reels and TikToks. And so things move really fast. You know, it's like 15 seconds at a time now, 10 seconds at a time. You know, again, 10 seconds of information, I want something new. 10 seconds of information, I want something new. So, you know, to the point, I remember you would click on a YouTube video and you're like, this is 30 minutes. It might be too long to look at, right? But now it's like, this reel is a whole minute. Oh, I can't watch this thing. I'm going to keep going, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I think it's different. I think it's different in the calculated risk that you take. You know, I mean, he put out a flute album. He wasn't offending anybody with that. Pretty safe space. You like it, you don't. You just kind of let it be where it is. So it was kind of a risk, but it was a safe risk. You know, he put out an instrumental album. You know, nobody's going to be offended. He can always come back from that.
Yes.
It's not like if he put out, you know, something that was far left and offensive, then tried to come back with the flute music. Everybody would be like, nah, bro. You know? It's like if I was like, hey, I'm giving up shooting humans. I'm going to dedicate my life to shooting puppies. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody be like, all right, puppies are cute though, so we'll enjoy the photos, you know, and may even support me. But if I was like, yeah, I'm going to like dedicate my life to shooting the obese male form, you know, I don't know how much support I would get.
The obese male form that's dead. They're all dead.
It's like
blue bodies.
Yeah, he's over there shooting fat booty crack. I'm not with it. You know, I don't think I get the same support as if I'm, you know, shooting something safe like puppies, you know, where it's just like there's a general consensus that, you know, the masses may even like it, even though it's a turn away from what I've normally been doing. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of doing something safe, even though you're stepping into your truth. So I think it's hard when you, whatever your truth is, if it's not the popular opinion or it's not popular at all.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, you know, he went and he made an instrumental album, and it's like, I don't think he was in a position where he needed the love, you know. I think he put it out and it's like, yeah, I hope this does amazing. You know, I think he put it out and was like, it'll do what it does.
Yep.
You know, and it did what it did. And, you know, it was shocking. And I think it got everybody's attention. Mm-hmm. I think there's rumors of him dropping a hip hop album. But, you know, that would be classic to get his name back up and everybody talking about him with a flute.
Yeah.
And then he drops a hip hop album. That's amazing. You know. And then it's just like, you're so happy for the hip hop album that, you know, if it's not 1,000% what you wanted, you're like, it's not a flute. I love it.
that could be a good strategy, man.
You know, it could be a marketing plan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But the thing I like about photography is that, and I tell people all this all the time, it's like, you know, your photography business is totally different than what you do as a photographer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, like my photography business is business.
Yeah.
I'm shooting to make money, to pay my bills. And then I have, you know, what I do for myself. Mm-hmm. And that's meaningful. And that's the stuff I really don't look for acceptance for, or to please anybody. It's just, you know, what I'm leaving behind and what I feel and my artistic expression. And I don't care if people are offended, if they don't like it, you know, it is art, you know, it's meant to be that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, it's hard to say, I'm going to step into my truth and pay the bills. Mm-hmm. I think that's the hard part.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, my business has, you know, a moral code, and, you know, there's certain things I just won't do because of who I am as an individual and what my business stands on. But, I'm not looking to make a political statement with every headshot that I make. Or, you know, it's not that. It's to generate money.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, sometimes it's like, yeah, this may be corny to me, or this may be, you know, too repetitious, but it's about pleasing clients and making clients happy. It's not about expressing my art. That's not what I'm doing at that time, you know? So it's cool. You can have your business and you can have your truth in your art. But I think it's really difficult to be like, you know, hey, I'm going to make millions of dollars on this flute music. It's like, good luck finding an audience, you know. Going to pack a stadium to to rock out to some flute. I don't know. You know, you're not Kenny G. I don't know, man. So I think it's, you know, I think it's a good conversation.
Yeah.
If he did nothing else, he sparked a lot of conversation.
Absolutely.
You know, but it wasn't something for his fans.
No.
I mean, he knew his fans didn't want that.
No, like, absolutely.
You know, he knew his fan base didn't want it. But I think he was always a person who didn't really care. You know, he was always his own person from the way he dressed, what he rapped about. So I guess if you look at it, it's kind of par for the course.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, he was definitely always his own person. And I admire that.
He dressed the way he wanted to. His rhymes were different.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, good for him. Good for him. Could I do it? I don't think so. I don't think I could pull it off. I don't think if, you know, I was commissioned to do something that was supposed to be commercially successful that I could go way far left and feel okay. Like, hey, they're going to get it or they don't. You know, I don't really need this house. Uh-huh. Kids don't need to go to college. Nah. Their daddy's standing on his truth. Sounds good. You know, it sounds really good, but, you know, reality is reality. And I don't think you have to sell your soul.
Right.
But I think there's a compromise there. You know, there's definitely a compromise there. So,
I agree. Yeah, it's quite interesting. So,
it is. It is. And, you know, I don't see, and that's the problem I have with a lot of photographers and stuff that ask for help and my opinion and trying to get started and finding their way in photography. A big problem is that I tell them that everybody's following nobody. It's like everybody's following what they think they see and what this ideal is that they see online. Mm-hmm. And every so often, it's like the news cycles. It's like if you watch one news broadcast, mm-hmm. and you watch another one, they say exactly the same thing.
Yep.
And I find that that's what you find with the influencers that are in the photography market. It's this narrative of what's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, no, everything has to be tech sharp. No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Grain is important. No, mm-hmm. grain isn't important. Color is important. Color is mm-hmm. not important. Let's talk color science. Let's talk, you know, so it's like these things that get people basically shopping,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
They put out these narratives and then you notice like, oh, this new camera came out that has this thing that everybody has wanted for all this time.
Yep.
So I think that's the thing. And it does good photography is good photography.
Yes.
You don't have to chase, you don't have to keep up with the Joneses and you don't have to chase whatever is going on online. And being different, I think, makes you stand out more than fitting the ideal.
Yeah.
You know? So I think we, as much as people say they want to be different, everybody's trying to like conform to this one ideal. And it's not just with photography. You hear it in music too.
Yep.
Like each song sounds the same. Each song has the same format, same artists on all the songs.
Yeah.
It's you know, very interchangeable. TV shows have followed the same program. You don't see too many new movies. They're just like remakes or, you know, the next part. So,
yeah.
You know, there's not too much original material that we see. So, I feel like when we were younger, the biggest thing was being different. You know, you didn't want the shoes that everybody had. You wanted to seek out and find something that was a little different.
Right.
But now everybody stands in line to get the same shoes.
True. Yeah.
So it's different, you know. It's just like if there, you know, I feel like back in the day, if there was a line for the shoes, you didn't want them. Because
right.
That whole line of people were going to have the same shoes. I don't want those.
Right.
I want the ones that nobody's wearing and I'll wear them and then create my own style behind this whole thing, you know. So I think we, but everything goes in cycles.
It
hopefully
does.
Originality will come back.
Eventually, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. I don't know. It's a slippery slope here, man. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I mean, you even see the same kind of content. Like people build social media on taking other people's videos that they've done already and just standing on the other side of them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, what? Mm-hmm. You know, so I think the lack of originality is at an all-time high.
It's a feature, man. It's a feature, not a bug.
I guess. But yeah, but shout out to Andre 3000.
Yeah,
I think he maybe he's on to something that is ahead of what we know. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like every time people say something is weird, we end up catching on later. Like, oh, that's what he was doing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, so maybe there's a deeper meaning, and we'll come to find out later on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. It had me thinking for a little bit about where he's going with this. What does this mean for us creatives? If you're more established, and you've dropped the levels of stuff you've dropped like him, you could take more risks.
Yeah, I think all established artists can take a risk.
Yeah,
you know, they can put out, you know, these experimental albums, and if people get them, they get them. If they don't, they don't.
Right.
It's just like you know, any type of art. People who paint and draw and do music and photography. Yeah, you can take big risks if you. You've already won, because people mm-hmm. are going to give you the benefit of the doubt. When you're the new guy that nobody knows, it's kind of hard mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. take, mm-hmm. to get people to listen in the first place and to look in the first place. Right. So it's a lot more difficult to just like step out on faith, like, hey, this is going to work.
Yeah.
You know, you may try it once, you may try it twice, but when the bills come in, you can be like, yeah, I need to do something a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? So, but shout out to the people that could just keep hammering and living out their car till people figure it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I'm that person. You know, I can honestly say I don't know if I'm that person that would just be like, yeah, putting all my eggs in this basket, and people will eventually get it.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't get it,
you know,
guess what? You don't need to be here.
You don't. If you don't get it, I will just continue to live in my car.
It's like, if you don't get it, that'll be it. Stepping.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Amazing. But sidebar.
Yep.
It's that time of year.
Yep.
If you need some gear,
yep.
All the sales are on.
Yep. Yep. I purposely haven't looked.
Yeah, I'm. In my mind, I want to be a minimalist, mm-hmm. but like these people to keep having these sales and these deals, and I have a bad habit of not being able to pass up a deal.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
So, especially when you have friends like you that send you deals. Like, oh, what's this link? Oh, man. But yeah, it's a good time to upgrade your gear, or if you needed something.
Yep.
Grab it.
Absolutely. But, yeah, this is definitely the time.
This is the time.
But, with all of it, the physical gear and software, like everyone's doing stuff.
Yeah, everybody's on sale.
Yep.
And if this weekend doesn't do too well, look for bigger sales in the next coming weeks.
Yep. Absolutely.
Everybody's trying to get into the black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially these software companies, they'll be selling stuff dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So look for especially the one day sales are usually good. The flash deals on gear. Adorama tends to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So look for the bug.
Mm-hmm.
Once you order it, it doesn't matter if they fix it, you got the deal.
Yep.
So they will, they are bound to make mistakes every year. So. Mm-hmm.
You saw any mistakes yet this year?
I haven't seen anything. Their big deals of the day usually start after this weekend.
Okay.
The funny thing is, like, these Black Friday sales started, like, in October.
Yeah, they did.
So it was, like, early Black Friday. It was, like, been going on since October. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the sales that we're seeing have been, you know, seen already. Mm-hmm. I have noticed, I guess the economy has been bad because even the mom and pop smaller operations, everybody was doing like 15% off this weekend.
Okay.
So I guess a lot of companies are not doing as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the economy is not doing well at all,
right,
in general. So if you can hold out.
Yeah.
There will be some great sales. For some reason, B&H did their big sale way after Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I think their big sale was the week between Christmas and New Year's. So they waited to the last minute to make their numbers. You know, so it's a numbers game.
Yep.
It all goes by how much they sold this year. And B&H has everybody's stock.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll blow it out.
Yeah.
They'll get rid of all the stock because new stuff is coming.
Yep. Very true.
So if you can hold out, just keep an eye out and hold out till they don't announce it, but last year it was the week between Christmas and New Year's. They had a really mega sale.
Mm.
Like 70% off of things.
Okay, I don't remember if I bought something. I might have bought my travel tripod then.
Yeah, it was some good deal. So keep your eye out if you need something.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy some gear to be experimental and enter your truth.
Yes. Maybe buy. Do they sell flutes?
I think they do sell instruments. You can get a flute.
Uh-huh.
And we could all get a flute and spend the summer at band camp.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone wants to hear me play flute on their next episode.
Yeah, you can get one of those. You can start with like the plastic recorder.
Yeah, you know, good point.
If the kids get in school and then work your way up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You can give us some, you could be the first dirty hip hop flute player.
Very true.
Like hip-hop reggae folk flute player.
Mm-hmm.
See how that sounds.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Oh, man. Yes. But where can they find you if they need to get flute lessons?
I'm at cwdailyphoto.com and cwdaily everywhere that matters. And what about you?
And I am DevonWarrenPhoto.com and at DevonWarrenPhoto on all social media that matters.
Awesome.
And yeah, reach out. We may respond. We may be practicing the flute, but we'll get back to you.
All right.
Yes. Ciao. Indeed. Until next time.
Yep.
Ciao.
Ciao.